Blog Talk Radio.
You just don't know what you do to me.
Bad.
Give me all the chicken heads from Pasadena to Medina. Bet big, get in between your dentists. Yeah. The prognosis, doses, blends and bends like Twizzlers. Biggest victim to hurt, what's under that skirt? Who filling them with octane? Got them gassed up, about to get blasted up, son. The last one, heard the mother, brother, miss him. I seen it when he kissed him at the wake, made his body shake. The high guy is 8-bit, the eyes smoke, pink, rap, terror, four chrome, and terror.
Like
five by deliverance, the fifth is conspicuous. Bad boy, 6 to 95, ridiculous. My rap lines is like landmines. One step, kaboom, black suit filled the room. So women make it serve.
You are listening to the 30 Plus WTF show. The Flamika.
In the middle of the day now, baby, I seem to think of only you.
Hey, good evening. This is Malika and Brittany, and we are the 30 Plus WTF show, where we talk about what is necessary. Hey, Brittany.
Hey, lady, what's going on?
Welcome back from Las Vegas. Missy, I know you got stories to tell.
Oh, you know, what stays in Vegas, or what happens in
what
Vegas.
What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Right.
Yes,
really
indeed.
What happened
yes,
was
indeed.
I didn't get a lot of sleep. Yeah, you know, I didn't get a lot of sleep coming out. It was very restful.
That usually happens in Vegas. That usually happens. I mean, you will be up for days in
you
Vegas.
You can be up for
you
days.
You have the best time.
And you have the best time. What I really noticed this time is I love that there's really no smoking anywhere in public where we live in Illinois, because that smoke was getting on my nerves.
Oh, like, yes. Walking through
you know,
casinos.
You walk in the casino, you're sitting somewhere, and somebody's holding a cigarette, and it's just smoke blowing on you. Because I don't smoke, it's just a lot. But other than that, it was great. It was really great.
Did you play the slot machine?
Yes, I did. And I was, you know, I got up, you know, a good $3-4, and then I lost it. So I think I actually played about $3-4.
All right now.
So, and I didn't really win, so I kind of lost $20. That was about it, because after that I was like, this is stupid. I'm just going to eat or something.
I'm going to hit this buffet, right?
I'm going to hit this buffet, like, forget that, you know? I got a thing about throwing money. I have no problem spending money, but just throwing it at a machine. Although I did meet a man. He was actually a high school friend. This is my friend that I went with can find somebody she knows anywhere on earth. We're in a random bar in Las Vegas, and she met somebody she went to high school with. I said, shut up. Mm. So he gave me the lowdown on blackjack, which is 21. So now I think I'm a blackjack master, and I'm going to have to
right now
like this. So I think I know
right
everything
now
I need to know. Other than that, yeah, I don't really gamble.
Yeah, I don't either. Roulette, though, is my game. I love roulette.
Is it?
Yeah, my ex owned a casino in Detroit, so you know it kind of schooled me on things. But roulette, there is a system to roulette. Of course, I don't know what it is, but one day I'm gonna have to find out what that secret is to roulette.
Right.
But that's the only game where I've had any luck. Where I won like $900 bucks, and then I lost.
Oh wow!
But then I
we're going to have to go to the casino. But you're going to have to show me now. Because now I think I got this blackjack down. I can spend $20 on blackjack. This is what I think. Because $20 is pretty much my limit. In Vegas, I thought I was going to be like, I'm going to up it to 40. And I didn't.
Right.
I was like, at the 20, I was done. So, yeah. See, I'm a big gambler over here. No, not at all. Not at all.
Brittany's like, I was up $4. It was time to call it. It was time to call it.
Yeah, I was calling it. No, what? No, I was up $4 and spent it. That's my point. I was up $4 and I put it back in the machine, and when it got back down to zero, I was done. Call it, like, you know, I was like, ooh, look at me. I'm up $5. And mind you, this was the penny slots. Like, I thought I was doing it, putting in $5 at a time in the penny slots. This is how I roll people. Because I do the max bet on the penny slots, which is 40 cents. I was playing 40 cents at a time. I was like, this is big money. Yeah.
Exactly. All right, girl. All right.
Mm-hmm. Up that $4 and put it back. I gave it to the casino. I was done.
Ooh, Brittany, girl.
Yeah. You're like, yeah, you big spender, you. No, not on stuff like that. That's what shit.
Right.
We can talk about it. You know what I mean? We should.
Right.
QVC.
Right.
We can talk about that. Easy pay, you know, that's more of me. That's my thing.
QVC. I know some people who are addicted to QVC. Lord.
You know, those
they
people
spend
are
a whole paycheck.
Whole paycheck. And they talk you to all kind of stuff. You actually think you need the stuff they're talking about. I mean, I don't need 60 pieces of Tupperware, but I thought I did because of them.
Girl, you are funny.
Because it all nested together, I was like, yes. And it was easy pay.
Mm-mm.
Okay. This way. Now that, yes, I will easy pay. I had, like, I'm not exaggerating. I've had up to, like, 7 things on easy pay. And I was like, wait, why is QVC in my bank account like this? Like, $20 here, $8 here. QVC has deducted, like, $100 from my bank account. And it was like, oh, I have, like, 5 things on
Girl, I've never ordered anything off QVC. I was an infomercial junkie for a while there, but I've never done QVC. Interesting what we spend our money on.
I can point out 10 things. I can point out 3 things in my room right now.
Girl, I got a whole bunch of workout DVDs, like, in storage, all from infomercial. Yes.
They make you think you'll lose the weight instantly.
Exactly.
Yeah. You'll just
you'll
just lose it by watching the video, not doing it. Just watch it.
Right. Right.
The pounds will fall off, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right, girl. We're going to jump into our show tonight. We have an amazing guest on. Well, all of our guests are just, what's your word? Wondrous.
Wondrous. Yes, they are.
All of our guests are wondrous. And tonight's guest, we're fortunate to get his time tonight. Actually, we're going to have to let him go early. So we're going to try to get as much information out of him as we can. As soon as we get him on. But tonight we have award-winning Haitian music artist Ruby Man, who not only is just this phenomenal talent, but he's an activist for his people in Haiti. And I had the honor of working with Ruby Man on the Haiti Stand Up fundraiser, where I learned so much about organizations who are taking millions of dollars of our donations and only building 2 homes.
Wow.
In Haiti, when Haiti was hit by a natural disaster back in 2010. So now, you know, we've all heard about Hurricane Matthew hitting here in 2016. It hit Haiti really, really hard, and it's not getting much coverage.
It's not.
Coverage as it should. And mm-hmm. you know, it's really pretty sad. It's really pretty sad that the media isn't covering what's the tragedy that has taken place in Haiti. But thanks to artists such as Rubyman, who's using his platform to educate people on where your dollars are actually going when you send your money to, when you think you're helping. And some of these organizations, not all of them, but some of them are pretty much just taking the money, right, and putting it in their corporate bank account. So Rubyman is here to educate us on what's actually happening in Haiti, some legitimate organizations who are grassroots that are really using our donations to help those in need in Haiti. So, you know, without further ado, we want to get them on as soon as possible. Please welcome to the show and this strong father, strong family man, music artist and activist, a man of integrity and a huge heart. Please welcome to the show, Rubyman. Hi, Rubyman.
Hey, how are you?
We're good.
Good.
We know we only have you for a few minutes, but we wanted you to educate our listeners on what's taking place in Haiti right now and what we can do to help and educate them on, you know, organizations that are just taking the donations and not really helping.
Well, I mean, as you know, it's very, very sad right now in Haiti. Hurricane Matthew really hurt us very bad. So I know there's a lot of people out there who really care about Haiti. They want to donate for the cause, but I want them to be careful which organization you're giving your money to help. Sometimes the money didn't even go to the people. So, for example, we cannot, afraid to say we know what happened with Red Cross. Red Cross, after the earthquake in Haiti, they raised over like $500 million. They only built like 6 homes in Haiti. So
wow.
I want even just the Bill Clinton Foundation also, because it's just like it's crazy. And then people don't understand. Always looking for those big organizations, but at the same time, when they have the money, they just spend the money some real expenses. They have to get that fancy hotel room, driving nice cars in Haiti, trying to, you know what I mean? So basically, I would suggest people to go to organization that's already there in Haiti, some Haitian organization. These people, they will use their own money. Their own money to make things happen. They don't care about hotel. They don't care about driving cars to help the people. They will take public transportation, you know. So we have to choose who we really want to give our money for the cause.
Okay.
Brittany,
do you have? I was just going to say, I read something about be careful in general who you give your money to and how, like you're saying, that their overhead supports their habits and their lifestyles because it's basically salary and stuff. But what I wanted to ask you was, do you have any names of websites or something that we can share with our listeners contribute to?
Mm-hmm. I believe they have a few of them that's really reliable. We can trust.
Okay.
Me personally, right now as we speak, I've been having meetings with a lot of people. Like been having meeting with one of the Black Chamber of Illinois. This guy is a great guy trying to help me raise some money to go directly to Haiti with a volunteer. So basically, right now I'm working with a church, so everybody will know the names, everyone, pretty soon. So I'm working with going to use the 501c3 to ask people to donate. And then I will, like I said, to people already to who want to donate a big amount of money, I want them to send with me some volunteer to help out, to know that the money, we use the money wisely and money go directly to people. Those, the foundation, you just don't know. You don't know, what exactly, all I know, what I believe the Haitian Foundation, Haitian, those Haitian organizations that really, they were born here, they grew up in Haiti, they understand.
Sure.
They don't care about driving nice cars to go to the people. They
sure.
don't care about to take a airplane, whatever. They just gonna use their own
wow.
funds to just make things happen.
Sure.
I don't wanna take full responsibility, like to say, okay, I know exactly this organization. Let's say, for example, okay, the Haitian Congress that I always do a fundraising for them every year to raise money to give them to the people. They help a lot in Haiti. After the earthquake, they use their own money, trying to help a lot. So basically what I'm trying to do, because they need help, they will need help, they
mm-hmm.
volunteer. So I'm going
mm-hmm.
to see if I can do like a collaboration with them for us to go to Haiti to see how we can do and help our people.
Okay. And when you would please share with us the information so we can direct our listeners to where to send the money and places that they can send things to help. I was going to ask, do you know if there a place to send, like, I'm sure they need everything, right, like canned goods, blankets, clothes, things like that. Is there a place where we can send that type of stuff? Would you know of an address? And if you do, can you share with us later? Or, you know.
You later on, I will tell you, I will talk to my lady car to give you all the information
sure.
where we can send, like, whatever we're trying to send to help. But at the same time,
sure.
we want people to be careful in terms of, like, my strategy is, let's say, for example, in 2010, when the earthquake happened,
mm-hmm.
Bill Clinton really trying to help in terms of, like, bring a lot of rice from other countries to Haiti, really hurt the Haitian economy. So basically,
okay.
I think it's smarter, it's great, if you go to the country, you use the businesses, the rice, everything, because we have everything. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
To just, like, help the Haitian economy. Let's say if I go to Haiti with some funds and then buy some water, some rice, but not only it will help the Haitian economy, we will help our people, will help the economy also. So in my opinion, I think it's better to use Haitian food, Haitian clothes, Haitian whatever we think that they need that they can survive.
Gotcha. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you're saying purchase things from Haiti. Is that what you're saying? Just to make sure the listeners. I just want to clarify what you're saying so the listeners are understanding. So you're saying it's better for the economy in Haiti if we purchase things from Haiti. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Am I understanding that? Okay.
No, we are like a church or whatever organization receiving water, medicine, you know, stuff like that to go to Haiti. That's good too. That's good too. But me personally, with what I'm trying to do to raise some funds and to see if I can get everything in Haiti to help the economy. I don't know if that makes sense.
I understand.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh.
Yes. Yes, yes. So, Ruby Man, how long have you been here in the States?
Over 10 years.
over 10 years. Mm-hmm. All right. I know that you do a lot for Haiti from here. What are the people in Haiti saying in terms of us sending help? Do they think that we're not? I've spoken to people in other countries where, you know, they were really having a hard time, where there were wars, and they just felt like we didn't care. Like we didn't care. Like we didn't know what was really going on. Like we didn't care. And that was so, you know, I didn't even know how to respond to that. I didn't even know how to respond to that. So can you just paint the picture for us what's really going on over there? I mean, because we experience hurricanes over here, but I don't think it's the same as an island that's hit first, you know, what's actually taking place, because we Americans have been accused of not really understanding the magnitude of tragedy and devastation
in Haiti. Okay. Well, you know, mm-hmm. Like I always said, so I don't know. Haiti, we have a beautiful history. You know about our history, what we've been doing. A lot of times people don't understand that we Haitian people, we have dignity. We don't like people really giving to us. We hardworking people. So, you know, I had that conversation with a brother. Trying to explain to him that how we think. You know, the only way people still in Haiti, just like the politician, people who just like can't wait to be in politics, to just do corruption, it's just like legal in Haiti. They're just having fun doing it. But if you're talking about the population, people who live there, Haiti, you give Haitian people like $100, they will find a way to create business to survive with the family. I'm telling you, you know. So basically, people always see the bad side of Haiti, but they don't see the good side of Haiti. So it's just like it's not that we want United States all the time. So for example, what I'm trying to work with these people is just how we can create longevity. So basically, we know Haiti. Where we place as a time is going to hit by hurricanes. So now what can we do to kind of like not prepare is going to happen? What can we do to be strong? Okay. Not only what I'm trying to do, not only we want food, how I can get in touch with company that builds houses. Like hurricane can resist when things like that happen, because the reason some people die in Haiti right now, and in probably like over like 50,000 people without houses, because the way the people build the house, there's not a strong foundation. So let's say for example. People, we send water, blah, blah, people, they just rebuild the house the same way, it's going to happen again. You know? So we need to be smart how we're going to help, truly help Haiti to be stronger. So right now, I think we need to make sure that we build some good houses for people. You know? So, and also, what I'm trying to say, if I go back to say it's not that we appreciate every time United States help us, you know, but there's a long history. So I don't want to go back. I don't want to be too politics to tell you about what's going on, what we think that they hurt us, you know, whatever. So you know what I'm talking about. We don't want to go far talking about that. That's another.
So you're saying what? Go ahead. In terms of what we can do here to help is to help probably just donate our money to construction companies because construction companies in Haiti, because what happens after each natural disaster is that the homes get built the same way that they were built before they were destroyed. And so you find yourself in the same position. So in terms of donating, like, you know, the water and the clothes is helpful, but what would really be helpful is, in terms of long term, is donating money to organizations that are in Haiti or going to Haiti to rebuild the homes there, right? Am I getting that right?
Yeah. Yes. So,
okay.
It isn't just like, okay, like I told you, we need to create longevity in Haiti.
Mm-hmm.
So we need water to create jobs for the people. The reason people build houses is because they don't have money. They don't have work. They don't care how they're going to build a house, the foundation. They don't have jobs to just hire like a engineer or whatever to build a home. So we need, like, mm-hmm. My meeting happened with this guy. You know, it's just like we're going to help people.
Ruby, mind you're cutting in and out.
Time. Yeah, hello?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. What I'm saying,
mm-hmm.
we're not going,
mm-hmm.
people who's helping Haiti, they don't want to stay for the rest of their life. Only like always helping Haiti, you know. So basically, we need the government
mm-hmm.
also needs to create a plan. Like, okay, this is what we're gonna
mm-hmm.
do. This is what our weakness.
Mm-hmm.
This is how we can be stronger. You know. So,
mm-hmm.
like I said,
mm-hmm.
I'm a big believer in longevity. So if the Haitian people. The thing is to create jobs. Okay, go to Haiti. Let's say, for example, go to Haiti, toys for the kids, bring water, clean water, bring water to them. Why don't we just create something where they can have clean water? And let's then, you know, bust the water, bring it to them. You know what I mean? So it's
mm-hmm.
just like
mm-hmm.
we need to create longevity for the people.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and the organization Haitian Congress to Fortify Haiti, is that one of the organizations that people can look into?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They don't have big, the Haitian Congress, they don't have like across the brothers and
mm-hmm.
sisters in the community, you know, have a 9-to-5 job trying to like, you know, minimum wage, trying to help when they can, you know, they don't have a big, like, it's not a big organization. They just do what they can do,
mm-hmm.
you know. So
mm-hmm.
I think if people can help them, because they are Haitians who
mm-hmm.
grew up in Haiti, we don't have no shame to just take the public transportation. We have no shame to walk 5-10 miles to just go help. So I think these people,
right.
we need to get in touch with them to make sure that what we donate go directly to Haiti.
Right. Okay. And to the listeners, that's the Haitian Congress to Fortify Haiti. So look that up, Haitian Congress to Fortify Haiti. And go ahead, Brittany.
Oh, no, I was listening. And I just, want to just reiterate to our listeners, like you said, that Haitians, we understand, because you were breaking up a little bit, they are very hardworking people. And that
mm-hmm.
to
mm-hmm.
support them locally and nationally in Haiti is better, and to find some because I feel like we should find some local places to donate and local businesses to help in Haiti, if that's correct,
mm-hmm.
right?
Well, yeah.
And that
if
you have some information we can give our listeners, like local business names, or if there's some type of local chamber of commerce type information that we can give to our listeners so we can help. I do understand, like Malika was saying, that sometimes here in America, and especially local news and things, we do not receive information until it's at disaster proportions, or I mean, any death by weather, any death that's not natural causes is a disaster, I think. But I feel like America and the U.S., we don't get a lot of information, especially at the moment it happens. We receive info later on. Like you're saying, half the people I know do not realize that these non-for-profit organizations, and I say that in quotes, that they don't give the money to the people that need it. So most of the time, like you say, they keep it for their own leisure and luxury. So.
Yep.
So and then, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, what I was saying, just like, it's crazy to me. Those big, you know, organization, when they receive the money, it's just the money really don't go to Haiti. They just, it's just like, wow. So because my plan is, it's just like to kind of like people to find volunteers, because we want to make sure that there's like, how do you say that, like for example, if I'm going to Haiti, I'm not going to Haiti by myself. I want to make sure people who donate can send people to me to do the work. Me only, I can do the work by myself. I need help to kind of like as a witnesses to know that this is what we use money for. This is what, that's where we go. You know, this is what we build. So transparency, that's the way we need to create transparency on, you know, because a lot of times people are afraid transparency to the money that they, that we're going to receive to help people in Haiti. So a lot of people, sometimes they're going to, then I'm going to get that money, but I don't know if that money going to Haiti. You know what I mean? So my plan is just to kind of create that, okay, like, I don't know how we're going to do it, to kind of like people send people with us to witnesses, you know, and of course, then I have some videos, photos, stuff like that, but I would prefer, like this gentleman emailed me, he's a big businessman in Chicago, want to know when I'm going to Haiti. I said, okay, basically, if I'm going to Haiti, please send somebody, a volunteer with me. Can you do that? You know?
Oh, so okay.
I want them to send a volunteer with me to know that this is what we use the money for. You know,
sure.
It's very important. It's very important to me.
I got you. I mean, I think that is most important. And like you're saying, too, if you can have volunteers as well as documentation, somebody videotaping, you know what I mean? Not videotape, not, how old do I sound?
Definitely.
Somebody recording, you know, what's happening while you're there. And posting it or something on a website that today we went and built this house. Today we did this because I feel because of our digital age, because we can do that now in real time, people are more inclined to give when you can see what's happening with your money.
Definitely.
I mean,
Of course, so because visual is very important, we will have a lot of photos, video, you know, so a lot of photos, videos to make sure people know what visually, what we're going to do, what we're doing to help our brothers and sisters in Haiti.
We really appreciate you coming to talk to us. Thank you so much. You have to come back when you have some more time so we could chat.
Well, thank you for inviting me. It was a pleasure.
Sure.
As always, thank you, Ruby Mon. You have a great evening.
Thank you. You too.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Okay, to all the listeners out there, you can look Ruby Mon up to get more information about where you can give, where you can donate, where you can learn more about what's happening in Haiti in terms of the earthquake back in 2010 and now the hurricane in 2016. You know, if you have it in your heart to give what you can, you can look him up, Ruby Mine. He spells that R-O-O-B-Y, Mine, M-A-N. Or you can look up the Haitian Congress to Fortify Haiti. I met the president of that organization a couple weeks ago, and they are a grassroots organization. And like he said, you know, they actually use the money to help their people. They're not out there staying in luxury hotels and driving around in nice cars on our dime that's supposed to be helping people, and they're actually living in luxury while, quote, unquote, helping. So like he said, they're riding the bus wherever they got to go, or they're walking. All that money is actually going somewhere. Yeah, it's actually going somewhere to help people, not in their pockets so that they can live a lap of luxury on the island. So definitely look Ruby Mine up, R-O-O-B-Y-M-A-N, or the Haitian Congress to Fortify Haiti. All right, Brittany, so... yes, girl.
I mean, yeah, we have to help ourselves. It's super important, mm-hmm. and to help our people. And like he said, when you see what happens, you get reluctant to send or help. And it's like, so I'm sitting here cleaning out my closet because I'm getting sad because it's about to be cold. And I'm like, I have a lot of clothes that I'm just going to give away, but I could be sending them to Haiti. Somebody could use them. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, mm-hmm. okay, I put this stuff in a box and send it. It doesn't,
exactly.
It'll cost me a couple dollars, and that'll be whatever. I could put some canned goods in there. I mean, we could, you know, you got to start locally and in your own house. And it's like, okay, if I don't have any money to send right now, what can I do to help? And I feel like mm-hmm. at this point, you know, what could you do? I know there was stuff I was mm-hmm. about to give away, but I sure can find I can find an address and mail it. That's just how I feel about
mm-hmm.
it.
Yes. Andrea, I need to go through this closet too.
Yeah, you know, I think that all the time I spent in school, I'm on the school schedule. So when summer ends, it's like kind of a new year, but it's like I get rid of all my summer stuff that I'm not using, that I didn't use, that I'm not going to use next summer. And then now I'm starting, you know what I mean? So when this time is over, when it starts getting hot, I get rid of the winter and the, you know, the cold stuff. And put that away and give that away. So, or usually before taxes, you know, I do that.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I had a little question for you regarding my Vegas trip. As I sat there and watched, you know, I watched people put, you know, hundreds of dollars in these machines. And I do understand kind of that Vegas is a place, it's not like a lot of people are not from there or they don't live there. So it might be a special time where you saved up or something to use your money. But when you sit, when I saw people sitting at machines and spending hundreds of dollars, I was thinking, like, what does the voice sound like in your head that tells you to stop something? Or, you know what I mean? Like, if you have some type of vice, when do you stop? Or what does it sound like? My voice sounds like me, and it's like, you know, you need to just stop that. Or, you know what I mean? Like, just give that up. Walk away from that, because that's enough. Or, you know, usually for me, it usually doesn't have to go do with gambling because I don't really gamble, but mine is like, you know, you don't need those shoes, like, stop it. Or the voice says, hey, clothes horse, no, you don't need that, I don't care if it's on sale. Like, usually that's what my voice sounds like in my head, but I was just wondering, like, Malika, for you, what does your voice sound like? Does it sound like you?
You're
about to buy that.
What do the voices in your head sound like?
Yeah, what does it sound like? What does it sound like? Does it sound like you?
I have to say, no one has ever asked me that question, ever.
Hey.
I've had people say, what are the voices saying to you? But I've never had them ask, what do they sound like?
Yeah,
actually, the voices in my head, they sound like men.
Oh,
it sounds like a man.
And here we go. And this answers every other question I had about Malika. And it sounds like a man. Wow.
I'm saying,
this makes so much sense now. Oh, my goodness. 30-plus listeners, I have everything I need to know. My voice sounds like me. And her voice sounds like a man. Wow. That's hilarious.
Yes.
It does.
Yes. It does.
And, okay, is it like a very light voice? What kind of voice is it, Malika? Does it sound like Barry White? Or just, does it sound like somebody you know or somebody famous?
It's a deep voice, not quite as deep as Barry White, but it's definitely a man's voice.
Okay. This is so interesting.
Yeah. Yes.
I love it.
Yes.
It's a man's voice. Is it a man that you've talked to? Or is it just like a man's voice that you don't even know?
I think it's always been a man's voice since I was a kid.
Damn.
But sometimes,
sometimes
now, like after, like my father passed and my stepdad passed, sometimes I hear their voice. I hear their voice talking to me, like, Malika, don't do this, or Malika, this is what's about to happen, or you like, why did you do that?
Yeah.
It just sounds like them. You know, but it's a male voice. It's a male voice.
That's so interesting. So, my father had a very distinct, super deep voice, and it was very it was different than anything any man voice I've ever heard. And so sometimes if it's like danger. Sometimes it's like it kind of sounds like him, but when it's just like when I'm at Macy's and I'm looking at this dress that I don't need, that's me being like, yeah, no, you like you don't need that. or when I'm like, should I put this other $20 in this slot machine? That was me, like, yeah, nah, you're good. But yeah, when it's like danger, if it's danger or something serious, it's not me. It is. Sometimes I think it's my dad's voice, I see what you're saying. But mine, my regular don't do that voice is me.
Isn't that crazy? I've never really thought about it. But I know that, that's a good question.
Oh, my goodness.
I just know it's a male that talks to me, that drives me. It's a male. I don't know if he's inside me or walking around me, walking with me. I don't know.
Right.
But it's a male. I know that.
Wow. Yes. I need to, I haven't had my reading yet, my private reading with Mike, because I need to do that, because I need some questions clarified. From Psychic Mike, but I'm like, I want to ask him about my specific angels or guardian angels, because I've heard from more than one person that I have like two, and one's a dude and one's a woman, and I just think that's interesting. I think we all have some guardians and some helpers. I feel like we all have that. It's just like they're not, maybe we're not listening to the signs sometimes, or we're ignoring what they're saying. But, because I know sometimes I do that too. I'm like, yeah, but, but I'm going to rationalize with you, sign. But yeah, so, but I want that. But I want that pair of shoes. You know, I've done it. But I think when it's serious danger, it doesn't always sound like me to get my attention. And that's intentional. I guess I guess the voices in my head know me. that I need to pay attention to something else. Yeah, so that's my question.
That's interesting because people think people are crazy who have voices in their head, who can hear voices in their head. But I'm like, doesn't everybody have voices in their head? I mean,
I thought so.
But they say when you answer them back, that's when something's wrong. But I was like, but you got to answer them back. You know?
Right. You got to listen.
You got to listen.
Now, I don't know if I need to be carrying on a full-on conversation on the street like I've seen people do. Like, do I need to be arguing with them in public? Probably not. I mean,
haven't you been sitting in your car and thinking about something and you start speaking aloud? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Doesn't everybody do that?
I thought so, because now I've been living by myself over a year. This is like the first time I've lived by myself for this long period of time. And I find myself talking about, not talking too much, like talking about what I'm going to do. Well, I guess I'll go down here and get some water, and then I'll go to sleep. Like, I do stuff like that. And I don't know if that's crazy or that's just because I'm by myself. But I'm not saying, like, look, you need to do this. No, you're stupid. Wait, shut up. It's not that type of conversation. It's just me saying out loud what I'm about to do in the house alone. Sometimes when I say it out loud, it does sound kind of crazy. But this is what happens. When I'm by myself a lot. But like you said, doesn't everybody do that? I don't know. I mean, hey listeners, do y'all do that? Please email, please post. Do y'all talk to yourself or are we both crazy? Do we both need to go see the people?
And then I think
with me,
my eyes are so expressive. People tell me my eyes are so expressive. So when I'm in really deep thought, I guess it's like all over my face, every emotion that I'm going through while I'm sitting there in deep thought. And people are looking like, where are you? What is going on?
Right. Oh, yeah.
Like,
that's me too.
I'm zoned out. I'm in a whole nother place. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
My other thing too,
I think
creative
people do that.
Yeah. Which is probably why I never played poker, because I certainly do not have a poker face. I am, it's like all over my face. Like, what? And so now I just, I just embrace it. I'm like, whatever. Yeah. You could tell I'm so not feeling you right now, because I can't even like pretend. Oh, it's so funny. I'm like, clearly I'm done with this conversation or whatever. But I think that happens a lot. But, yes, people out there, let us know. Are we losing it? Or do y'all talk to yourself? We want to know. I think that's funny.
People don't admit to it. They don't admit.
You don't have to use your name. Right, they're not going to. I was going to say, you don't have to use your name, but I guess it'll say what you're... it'll mm-hmm. say your name something if you send it to us. But yeah.
Yeah.
That's something I just wonder about. Like, looking at people, like, put in money, dollar after dollar in a machine, like, what is going on in your head? Like, isn't something telling you to stop? Like, quit. Like, no, this is... You're losing. Go home. Or something. I don't know. That's,
mm-hmm.
I just thought that was interesting.
But sometimes there's a darker force. I'm going to say a dark because God is dark and light. So sometimes
mm-hmm.
there's a evil, bad energy or spirit that's taken
mm-hmm.
over, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So
sure.
you have to know... You have to know which one is talking to you, and we all got both in us, you know.
You got a
yeah,
point.
Yeah, you just have to know which one is which. Yeah. So sometimes that bad one, that evil one, is
uh-huh.
the one that's driving. And what's the story about the wolf? Everyone's got a wolf, a good wolf and a bad wolf. It depends on which one you feed. That's going to be the one that wins.
Interesting. Yes, I have heard that.
Yeah. Mhm. Yeah. So I think we all have both of those spirits in us.
Mhm.
So it just depends on which one you feed. So when you're sitting there at that blackjack table, and that voice is saying, "Let's keep going. We can win 1,000. We can win 5,000."
Right. 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 Mm-hmm. You're like, "Yeah, we can. Yeah."
Yeah,
keep going.
Right.
Yes. See,
right.
I've never heard that voice. Like, we can win 10,000 and we just keep playing. Like, I've never heard that. Ever. My inner voice has never said that to me. Or maybe I was listening. I wasn't listening hard enough. Because I have never heard, keep playing, we can win $10,000 myself. But I would love to hear that. Would love it.
Mm.
It just has not
mm-hmm.
happened. Unfortunately. Yes. That's the voice I want to hear. Keep doing that. Keep it. Come on, man. You can win. Like,
yeah, I think that one drives a lot of people in a lot of different situations. And that voice
right.
right there.
I agree. And yes, have I given in to that voice? Sure. Did it turn out well? No, not at all.
Right.
Is that a good choice?
Right.
No.
Right.
You can keep drinking,
right.
Brittany. Like, you're good. Brett, come on. You can have one more. No, that's never.
Mm-hmm.
It's happened.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
It happens, and you just have to know when to say when in every situation. People. So, so Miss Malika, do you have? I know. See, you all don't know Malika. Malika intentionally evades questions, but this one is just vague. This is a good vague question for you. Do you have any?
Okay.
Do you have any traveling plans for now until the end of the year? See, this is a good one. Are you planning to travel at all?
Yes, I do want to go to Miami. We talked about Miami. I do want to go to Miami. Actually, I'm thinking either January or February, Miami. And
okay.
before the year is out, I want to go to New York, of course, see my family.
Okay.
And go see my grandmother downstate.
Oh,
and
nice.
Then, next year I want to go to the British Virgin Islands. I want to go back there. That was just paradise to me. But that's later, later next year. But yeah, okay. Miami at the top of the year, and before the year is out, New York and downstate. Mm-hmm. So what about you?
Let's see. So I was thinking of a New Year party. I wanted to be somewhere hot for New Year. And I had mm-hmm. thought about this. But I'm rethinking this because I might want to go to the Dominican for Carnival.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking about that, and that's like February. I wanted to go to L.A. before the end of the year, and I was thinking about going for Thanksgiving, but I don't know if that's going to happen. And what was my other thing? My friend's birthday, and they were talking about going to D.C. in November, so I might do that too. So L.A., D.C., somewhere hot, but the hot may be postponed.
You have family in LA for Thanksgiving?
Well, two of my best friends are in LA, and they were both like, "Yeah, okay. Just come on." And one of my girls, she got married last year. I went to her wedding in July, and she was like, "You should come for Thanksgiving and hang out with us." And I was like, I could. It'll be, the weather will probably be better than here.
Probably.
You know what I mean?
And now,
for Thanksgiving. So
yeah.
I'm thinking about that.
Let me tell you, I used to spend Thanksgivings in L.A. on Sunset Boulevard eating out for Thanksgiving.
I love it.
I didn't cook. And it was like everybody, you know, family stuff fight you over, but it was like I really enjoyed going out to eat for Thanksgiving in LA. I just really enjoyed it. I don't know. I would have Thanksgiving brunch, Thanksgiving dinner. It was great.
I love it.
The other people, well, they're like, that's so sad. I was like, no, it's not. Was enjoying it. It was great.
It was great. Well, when my mother was alive, she was like, look, we eat turkey all year, turkey sandwiches, turkey, right? And so for Thanksgiving, she was like, I'm sick of turkey. We're not doing it. So we would have like crab legs and French fries. And we would do different stuff for Thanksgiving because. We would have some different dinner. So usually it was like crab legs some years it was fried shrimp. We would just do it up, and it would be just different. We would have people over or, you know, do something. But, yeah, like you said, like, tradition, I feel like, is what you make it. And for a couple years, I wasn't here for Thanksgiving. But, yeah, like you say, now my immediate family is my brother. I don't even know what he's doing, so I could just go to L.A. and hang out. We need some warm weather. He would be fine with it. So I don't know. I haven't figured this out yet, but who knows? Maybe I'll be traveling every month until the end of the year, and that would be a good thing for me.
Yeah, that'd be a fun thing.
Why not? Right? It really would.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I say go for it, girl. You deserve it. You do deserve it.
I do. And why not?
Mm-hmm.
Here's my thing. Like my mother used to say, I work every day. Why can't I treat myself? Now, yeah, let's not go overboard and whatever. But if you, especially if you have the time, like, right now, I'm working, and we're off Wednesday, Thursday, Friday for Thanksgiving. So, why not go somewhere? I'm only missing, if I leave on Sunday, I'm only missing 2 days of work and be gone a whole week. So
you got it all worked out.
I do. I have it worked out in my head. See, that's Brittany talking in my head, like,
can go. It's fine. It's 2 days.
But, yeah. Well, we'll see. Anything exciting happening this week with you, Miss Malika?
Let's see. The October, well, that's not this week. October 19th is the in Rich Evanston. They're having, it's in Rich Evanston with Dino Robinson and Dr. Gilo, where it's going to be open conversation about diversity and racism. Attend that in Evanston. Again, that's October 19th. Actually, we're going to have one of the organizers, Penelope Sachs. She's going to be a guest on the show next Monday, and she's going to give us more information about this event. So I'm really looking forward to that. And yesterday, my mother had an art event at Kurt's Cafe right there on Dempster and Dodge. So her display, her exhibit is still up at Kurt's Cafe on Dempster and Dodge. I think her pieces just go so well with Kurt's Cafe, with their whole decor. It's just beautiful.
Oh, cute.
So that's going to be up. Yeah, it's going to be up for a while. And then Kurt's Cafe is having an event. What day is that? The date is escaping me right now. But I'll put it on the site. That's coming up actually next week. Evanston is full of events. It's like you can't hit them all. There's so many.
Right?
Events going on. Yeah, everybody just really wants to do their part, and I love it. It's just hard to, attend them all. That's what I have planned. But, we should definitely go to the Enhance Evanston, Enrich Evanston. That discussion, I think, is going to be pretty powerful. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that might be a good thing to go to. Okay. That
mm-hmm.
sounds good. I'm putting that in my calendar right now. Enrich Evanston. I have to write it down. If it's not on my calendar, it doesn't exist. And then somebody asks me, what are you doing? And I'm like, nothing. Wait, I'm supposed to be doing something. So this is what happens to me. So I put in my calendar for us to check out. Sounds like a plan.
Yes, yes. And what you got going on? You always got something going. You just landed.
Right? I don't have anything going on right now. I really don't. Right now I'm trying to lay low. Because I might be leaving town again next month. Who knows? So, I'm trying to work it out.
Mm-hmm.
And not do anything right now. I'm still working on my closet. I'm working on organizing and getting rid of paper.
I heard that.
And clutter. I'm trying to declutter my life. And so we talk about... And some of my friends were talking about it. I love clothes and shoes and stuff, and they're like, get rid of old stuff. Stop hanging on to stuff so you can make room for new stuff and new experiences, new people, new everything, right? And, because you might be moving on to something better. So that's why I'm trying to clean out and get rid of stuff to make room for the stuff that I'm supposed to have. You know what I'm saying? So I got rid of shoes, summer stuff I haven't worn in years. I feel good about it. I have like 2 garbage bags full of stuff right now. And I'm getting rid of more.
We
I'm
need
like,
to
oh,
have somebody on the show like a feng shui expert. I've read some feng shui books. I have a very bad habit of laying my clothes across the bed. It's like I just refuse to hang them up. I just take them off and I lay them across the bed. Next thing you know, it's like a pile of clothes on my bed.
Yeah.
And it has to get to a point where the pile just starts to slide off before I hang them up. And I'm like, what is that?
Or looks like a person on your bed. You know what I mean?
Right.
And it's
right.
Like, yeah, I gotta move this. I thought that was somebody in my bed. Like, that's when I move stuff. Like, I will watch, like you're saying, I'll watch 3 or 4 or 5 loads of laundry and then realize, like, for real, you need to move this. It's all clean. It's just right on my bed. I refuse to move it. Crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's something to that, because a lot of people don't do that.
No.
But to me,
it's something
normal.
To that.
to me, it's normal.
Malika, it's normal to me as well, because you're saying it, and
okay.
I do it. It's not abnormal.
Okay. Okay, good.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I'm a tad bit weird. A little
bit.
Yeah. People call me Malika's peculiar. But, yeah, it's like
she's
super creative and artsy, but she's different. She's unique. I'm like, yeah, I am. I am. I'm an alien. Yes, I accept
right?
it. I know it.
I used to just say strange bird because I'm one. Because I'm like, yeah, you know, I'm not. Well, we always talk about this. Yeah, sometimes I want to be regular, but I'm just not regular.
No, you are not. No.
Apparently by these questions, I have made people think that I'm really not regular, that I'm really irregular. But I'm not. This is just what goes on in my brain sometimes.
We are far
I'm
from
far.
Average, regular, basic, normal, and I am okay with that. I have a friend of mine, Sheila, out in L.A., and she puts it so perfect. She was like, some girls just bleed glitter. And I like that. I absolutely like
that. My blood is glittery. Yes, it is. There is glitter in these veins.
Yes.
And that's not a bad
yes,
thing. That's not
yes.
a, it's not a bad thing. You have to embrace yourself. And I have, it's taken a long time, people, to get to this, that I'm not regular. I'm not a person that likes.
You're not basic.
Just one
you're not
thing.
Basic. You're not average. Right.
No.
Right.
So I'm just embracing that. Yes, yes, I would love, if I could travel every month to someplace new, I would. If I could, if I could buy every shoe that I liked, I probably couldn't get in my house. If I could buy every outfit I liked, it wouldn't, there would be nowhere for me to sit. And I realize that I have limitations, and I should exercise them. But there are some things I'm not going to compromise on, like travel, like Malika said. Because glitter, we're glittery. Maybe I should make a shirt. Glittery on the inside.
You are crazy. Girl.
As always, we want to thank our listeners for hanging with us. We're going to get some information up about Haiti, I think, soon. And like I said, I need to, maybe if I need to do some research or something to actually find a, like an address where you can actually send stuff and it'll get to people. I think that would be cool too. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm saying, all these clothes and stuff I have. And so we could actually send some stuff. But we appreciate you listeners out there listening to our glittery selves because, you know, because you're glittery too.
Yes.
You're like, yes. And we appreciate you. We love you. We try to get you some information and entertainment. Infotainment, edutainment. You know, this is how we roll. Malika, as always, it's been a blast. I love it when it's just the girls. What? Girl power.
Yes. Yes, yes.
So
yes,
same bat time, same bat station next week. This is 30 plus. What? Bye.
you can't roll up. Yeah. This one, you gotta rough. You gotta light it. You gotta puff it on this one. You can't even drink Cristal on this one. You gotta drink Cristal. Try some red wine, little guy, 9-7. This is for the grown and sexy. Yeah. Can I get my grown man on point? Cause I see some ladies tonight that should be hanging with Jay-Z. Jay-Z. Excuse me, miss. What's your name? Uh-huh. Can you come hang with me? Possibly.
That's right.
Can I take you out tonight? You already know what it's hitting for. I got whatever outside, and you know what I'm sitting on. 50-50 venture with them S-dots kicking off. Armadale popping now, only bringing some more. Only thing missing is the missus. You ain't even gotta do the dishes. Got two dishwashers, got one chef, one maid. All I need is a partner to play spades with the cards up. All trust. Who else you gonna run with? The truth is us. Only dudes moving units, M pimp juicing us. It's the rockin' hair. Maybach outside, got rocks in air. PJs on the runway, young got air. I don't land at an airport, I call it the clearport. Therefore, I don't wanna hear more back and forth about who's hotter. It's young, holla.
Excuse me. Woo. You're so contagious. Woo. I can't take it.
I got my gotcha 9-7 on right now.
Lady.
You gotta puff it to this one. Can't roll it up to this one. Everybody's like, he's no item. Please don't like him. He don't wipe him. He one nights him. Now she don't like him. She never met him. Groupies try to take advantage of him. He won't let him. He don't need him. So he treats him like he treats him. Better them than me. She don't agree with him. She's mad at that. He's not having that. So those opposites attract like magnets. She sees more than the Benz wagon. The friends tagging along. The flashy bragging on the song. She gets a glimpse of Sean and she likes that. He too weighs her, so she writes back. Smiley faces after all of her phrases. Even she the one arm caught in the matrix. Well, let the fish burn. Red or green pill. You live and you learn. Come on. You gotta throw on your fine linen for this one. You might gotta go get you some Scooby Doos. You gotta throw on your Scooby Doos. Those are shoes, by the way.
So contagious, not contagious. Can't help my vision, not contagious. What's your name?
It's for the grown and sexy. Only for the grown and sexy.
Lady, what's your name? So hard to try.
Love, let's go half on the sun. I know my past ain't won. You can easily get past, but that chapter is done. But I'm done reading for now. Remember space, face up, you could believe him for now. But ma, you got it for real, for serious, bro. I'm about to give you all the keys and security codes. About to show you where the cheese, let you know I ain't playing. But before I jump out the window, what's your name?